Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, folks. Thanks for tuning in, and we have kind of an interesting show. There's a lot going on. I'm sure you're aware of the TV broadcast, but that's not the half of it. There has been for a number of years a coup d'etat, if you want to call it that, against the Constitution of the United States to bring down the government. And everybody poo-pooed that. When I produced Iron Mountain Blueprint for Tyranny, Iron Mountain 2, Iron Mountain 3, people just rolled their eyes. No, that's not possible. Can't be. We had the documents. We actually have in those videos the actual government documents where if you connected the dots, very easily proved that there was a coup attempt going on to destroy America as part of the New World Order plan. Well, anyway, we were, you know, as Larry has found out too, if you talk about that sort of thing, you're just conspiracy theory. By the way, conspiracy theory was dubbed or coined by deep state to make people think that people who were talking about all this were nuts. Well, now we have absolute proof that we weren't nuts at all, and there was a conspiracy, just like Psalm 2 says there is a conspiracy. God does not lie. God told everyone on the world that there was a worldwide global conspiracy of the rich men of the earth, the kings and the rulers, against humanity. They hate humanity. They want to get rid of humanity. If you don't believe it, go to Georgia and watch the Georgia Guidestones. You better understand these people mean business. They want to kill everyone listening to my voice right now. They want to kill you. They want to kill your families. They don't want anything to do with you. They hate you. And they lie through their teeth. And they're nothing but liars. And anyway, we're going to get into some of that tonight. And Friday we'll do a much longer show and try and really get into this. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Hey, Stuart. Hanging in.
Well, that's about all one can do now, isn't it? Before we got on the air, you called about something going on with Trump January 30th, I think it is. Is that January 30th is State of the Union, right? That's when that happens?
January 31st, I think.
Okay. So what's going on there? What do people think might happen?
Well, what's kind of odd is, and I posted it today on my blog about the space weather report of a super moon, a blue
yes.
moon, a lunar eclipse occurring Wednesday, January the 31st. It says there will be a blue moon and an eclipse of the blue moon by Earth's shadow for more than an hour, which is unprecedented. And that all began it. And then I had someone email me and, a report on this ABC, series by Kiefer Sutherland called Designated Survivor. That's the name of the movie. Came out a year and a half or 2 years ago, or, you know, they've already passed season two, I think, now. But very interesting scenario. And
yes.
I was wondering what type of sign the supermoon, blue moon, and eclipse over an hour long at the same time, apparently, as the State of the Union address is given by President Donald Trump. I thought, that's kind of odd. And then
yes.
Then what was interesting, it brought back to memory the designated survivor. And let me give you the scenario. Kind of interesting if you you know, I'm not telling anybody to believe me. I'm just saying it's kind of interesting.
Yes.
The show starts actually with a president that nobody likes about to do things in the government that nobody likes, and he's having his State of Union. And, you know, ironically, there is a false flag attack, which they tried to pin on a terrorist group, upon Congress, where the president and his cabinet and all of Congress were sitting, and I guess you could say was blown to smithereens by massive bombs. And it was a false flag attack in the movie Designated Survivor. And I was thinking, you know, wow, you know, maybe that's just my imagination, and maybe that's not even a clue, but I called you and I ran that by you, and I also ran it by Augusto Perez. And I said, maybe this is something we need to pray about, because if you look at what the current events are at the moment, there is about to be a massive, and I mean a massive, exposure of the deep state and the controllers of the deep state, the puppet masters, come out, you know, for the whole world to see. And this is about to happen with a memo that's about to be released. And there was a report on Lou Dobbs tonight, actually, and Lou Dobbs' show is now under attack on the Internet. But he reported possibly an insider was indicating that President Trump may literally, in the State of the Union, January the 31st evening, during this sign, actually read the memo to the American people. What do you think?
Well, he's got brass, let's put it that way. And he'll do, I think, what the Lord tells him to do. And I don't think people even yet grasp any of this stuff that's going on. I'm of the opinion they probably don't even care, but they're going to soon care, because this is high treason. This is treason to the highest degree by top-level officials in the United States, and that includes Obama, Hillary Clinton, and the rest of those criminals. And somebody said something about Sessions was trying to tell Congress you cannot release that memo.
No, what that report was, the report came out that the DOJ, and it would have to be approved by Jeff Sessions, has asked Congress now not to release the memo. And at the same time, you know, we've got you know, a number of people trying to push release of the memo. But it seems like deep state is so embedded, even in this White House, that it's just absolutely incredible. I mean, we are seeing unprecedented acts that are occurring. And I wanted to post, by the way, I sent you a link to it today. I don't know how accurate it is. I haven't been able to vet it. But they're reporting that even Barack Obama is concerned and has hired his own personal attorney now. So this thing is ramping up. When we talk about Jeremiah's ruler against ruler, I never expected to see it to this degree.
Well, I think it's going to go even further than that. I think the ruler against ruler, though it applies to America, and by the way, America is Babylon the Great to anyone listening, whether they believe it or not, want to believe it or not, or in total denial and believing all these fake prophetic people out there that are telling you America's not even in Bible prophecy. If you want to believe them, that's fine. But the reality you're going to face is exactly the reality of biblical prophecies against Babylon. We're living through it right now. And part of those prophecies is this ruler against ruler that goes all the way up to the top and probably beyond because of what's going on in California. Why don't we get into that a little bit? Because it seems like California is splitting off, and Barry Rothman, I believe, your friend ran a Bible code on that, and it's real. They want to form a new state, and it's called New California, I think. Well, this is part of that breakup. This is the start of that breakup of the United States that Johansson, the prophet over there in Norway, talked about. There's a couple Russian scientists that spoke of it. I think Dmitry Dudeman spoke of it, didn't he? That there would start to be a breakup?
I believe that he did, and Anton Johansson said the very same thing over 100 years ago. And actually, Barry ran that yesterday, January 23rd. I'm going to post it. I hadn't had time yet. I sent you a link, though. And he ran two real quick ones. I'll just read the words. Number one, California. Number two, liberal. Number three, new. Number four, Pelosi. And then he ran a second one, and here's the words, eight of them on it. Number one, California. Number two, new. Number three, approved. Number four, from the gate to gate. Number five, slay every man his brother. Number six, rebellion. Number seven, to come out. Number eight, partition. And what this is about is the conservatives in California have had enough of the liberals who live on the coast, and they're trying to form a new state called New California, which will be partitioned away from the coast with conservatives only. So, and Barry Ruffin ran the codes and said this possibly is valid, which links in to a breakup of the United States, I suppose, down the road.
Yeah, that would be the start, because once that starts, people will take heart, both sides, and America, you know, like we have said before, this is a communist coup, folks. Been going on for years. Now we're reaching the apex of it, and now it's being exposed for what it really was. It was not conspiracy theory. Deep state coined conspiracy theory to disarm people and make the ones who were telling you what was really going on look like idiots and off-the-wall fools. Well, it's been proven time after time that the so-called conspiracy nuts actually were telling the truth the whole time. And it's just too bad that people don't realize it. But yes, I believe this is the beginning of the breakup of the United States. And when you get into the Bible prophecies against Babylon America, that's what it says. That and there's a roundup, by the way, too. Jeremiah talks about a roundup of people. And they're put into these FEMA camp. Doesn't call them FEMA camp. Just says they're rounded up, and the government wouldn't let them go. And that's the last straw. When this roundup occurs, God lowers the boom upon the United States of America with a vengeance unlike anything ever seen on planet Earth. That's the problem with apathy, indifference, and apostasy away from the truth. And the church, Roman Catholic and Protestant, evangelicals, all of them, are so apostate, they don't even know who America is. I'm not sure they even care who America is, but they're going to. I wanted to read the headline here, Treason. QAnon exposes Obama Hillary 16-year coup d'etat plan. Now, this was the apex of what had been going on for years before with high treason in Washington, D.C. In an explosive post on Sunday, QAnon, which is really like WikiLeaks, and they get hold of all this stuff, explained the Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton 16-year treasonous plan to use two White House terms for a coup d'etat in the United States that would end up revising the Constitution, which becomes actually the new state's Constitution. I have a copy of it. They've already written it. Canceling the Second Amendment, disarming, of course, all the people, and opening the borders to flood the nation with illegal immigrants calculated to vote Democrat for the foreseeable future. That's why the borders were wide open. Unfortunately, the Lord is behind it. The Lord said, I'm going to open your borders. I'm going to fill you up with aliens. And when the trigger is given, they're going to rise up. Isaiah talks about it. Problems in the cities. Huge, huge rebellions in the cities. And that is the beginning of the end for the United States. And I believe, as I've said before, I think God blames the American people. All of us. We're all included in it. Because the American people could rise up tomorrow morning, all of them, and put this whole thing down. But we know they're not going to, because Bible prophets said America could be healed, but she won't be. She won't be. Ron Paul, for example, was probably the one who gave the truth to the American people, and the American people gave Ron Paul the finger, told him to go away. So they've had time after time people that have come along and said, look, we got to fix this stuff. There's stuff, really deep state stuff that's really going on. The communists have been infiltrating the United States for years and years and years. They've infiltrated the schools all the way up to the doctorate level and colleges. That's why all your colleges are liberal. They've infiltrated the pulpits. They've destroyed salvation doctrine. They've destroyed prophetic doctrine. God wants you to know prophecy. He wants you to study it so you know who's who. The American prophetic people, by and large, with few exceptions, of course, there are always exceptions, have warned you who America is. I'm not alone when I say America's Babylon. There are a number of people who already know that. And I've been trying to warn people. They don't want to be warned. Well, then you take the consequences. On and on it goes. Anyway, what do you think, Larry, about that? That's the opening paragraph of this thing.
Yeah,
I mean, this is
true.
Really, and they've murdered people left and right who get in the way.
Yeah,
I don't know. I think the Lord ultimately is going to give them what they want. Here, you want the world? Take it. But then I'm going to destroy you, and you're going to wish you'd never been born. But you can warn people, like Daniel says, the wise understand what's going on. But the evil ones, the wicked, will never understand. They can't. It's like you said to, when you have criminals as a police officer, can't tell the truth because the truth isn't within you at all. You don't even know what the truth is. What do you think?
Yeah, it seems like, you know, we're watching the top level of DOJ and FBI. They're all liars. I mean, it's being proven. Day after day, Comey, all of them, Rosenstein, you know, they're all lying. And the truth isn't in them. I mean, I know we expect the truth out of them, and when they go before Congress, you don't see it. You just don't see it. And what's interesting, too, there was someone on Fox News the other day that said he had fled Cuba years ago, and he says, I brought my son to, he says, I fled to America to escape communism, and said, I came over here to America, and I had a son, and I sent my son to school, and he returned from school as a communist. So you're exactly right, Stuart. And one thing I was going to ask you, too, you know, you said that you mentioned something David Wilkerson had said years ago, and there was a prophecy recently, too, about a time that Trump was going to gain some strength, and then Darnett had a dream, and you were saying there might be a short reprieve, but, you know, possibly couldn't count on it.
Yeah, well, Darnett's dream, as I understood it, was that, and this was in July, that it seemed like she was back in the 60s, and everybody was happy. They were very proud of their president, and it was kind of peaceful and laid back, and all the worries, basically, I guess, were over. Well, if you read David Wilkerson, Set Thy Trumpet to Thy Mouth, which, by the way, cost him half of his, because he said America was Babylon in there, and that really cost him plenty. People just don't want to know who America is, and so they refute it. In fact, I watched a TV program, and I can't remember, but Hal Lindsey was on it, and Hal Lindsey mocked anybody who said that America was Babylon. He said basically they were nuts, and you shouldn't be following them. Well, I'm not nuts, because the Lord told me who America was. He's proved it time after time after time. The prophetic fulfillments that we're watching right in front of our face prove it. So it doesn't matter what Hal Lindsey and the rest of them have to say about it. We are Babylon, and we're gonna go down. And when God said that the government leaders, their tables are full of vomit, is what he words it, full of vomit. That's kind of a negative reflection on our leaders, I think.
Right.
Anyway, the only book you've got, folks, out there is the Holy Bible, and you better get your nose in there and figure out who's who so that you know what's coming and get protected under the wings of the Lord. When I was growing up, there was a farmer who lived next door, and he had a lot of hens, and of course every spring they'd have little chicks. And any little noise that disturbed the hen or the chicks, she'd bring her wings up, and those little chicks would run under her wings, and then she'd fold them down and sit down on the ground. And that is exactly what the Lord said about Israel. I would, as a mother hen, put you under my wings, but you would not. It's identical to America. I would have healed you. I would have protected you under my wings, but you would not. So that's where we are. We're going in, folks. Now, there may be a renaissance. I think we could very easily have a renaissance under Trump, but it's going to be short-lived. And deep state has got to move pretty soon by war, economic collapse, or some other means, maybe even earthquakes and volcanoes. But it's all going to be orchestrated. And I think a lot of this stuff, we're just being, diverted from what's really going on underneath all this. What do you think, Larry? I just think we're headed for the big, big trouble.
Yeah, it's something else occurred today, too, which is kind of interesting because Augusto was concerned about President Trump's trip to Davos, Switzerland, for that meeting. And, of course, he's really not all that welcome there, and really most of the liberals don't even want him to go in America, or the deep state don't want him to go. But he's going anyway. He'll be there Thursday, tomorrow. But it said that Yahoo News had a post that was really interesting, and Melania Trump seems to be more sensitive to danger, really, than Donald Trump is. And said that at the last moment, Melania Trump canceled her Davos trip with the president and said she was not going and was staying behind. And the media actually was responding and saying that's a very strange happening. But, you know, I begin to wonder sometimes if the Lord's dealing with somebody, if there's a danger, he'll warn you. He'll give you an unction, so to speak. And I'm wondering if Melania may have had an unction to stay behind, watch the family while the president was out of the country and kind of watch things and possibly not be with him away from here. Who knows? I mean, I don't know. But it's odd that she did not go to Davos, Switzerland with him. That's we're seeing some strange activity,
Well, I would think that if there was a rumor, we'll say, that they know about, of course they know a lot more than we do, that there was a possible coup attempt while Trump was gone, it would pay them to have some Trump people here at the White House to stop it. Or maybe there's a danger for Trump over there. We don't really know all the ins and outs, but we do know from the Bible that something big has got to occur pretty soon. And we're moving into the 2018, almost 2019 on Israel's religious calendar in a couple months. So, we're just moving along year by year. And anyway, it's kind of weird what's going on. Well, there's this big volcano that fired off. There have been several of them all over lately, and big earthquakes.
Yeah, we just had a 8.2 magnitude major earthquake, there in the Gulf of Alaska, right off of Kodiak. And it wasn't all that deep and did generate a tsunami, but it wasn't a large one. And lots and lots of aftershocks. And I saw where Stan Dale was saying, really, now is the time to really keep an eye on the west coast of the U.S., that it's very vulnerable. And we are actually seeing seismic activity all the way from Alaska to down to Brazil. The whole western portion, or I guess you could say the eastern ring of fire, seems to be vibrating.
Well, I know there's a lot of people that said they were shown by the Lord. You always got to take that and put it in the back of your mind that it's a possibility that there was going to be a huge earthquake on the west coast, then one on the east coast, and then one down through the middle. So the Lord is going to judge us, folks, and it all ties to Israel and what we do with Israel. Before we run out of time, I wanted to just alert you to something. Remember how the American people were so against the national ID card?
Yes.
Larry, remember that?
I sure do.
And remember how they were really opposed? Here's what's going on behind the scenes, folks. You need to know about it. Congress quietly, notice the word quietly, pushing bill to require a national biometric ID for all Americans. All Americans. Remember Donald Trump, when he was running, said, I want a biometric identification card for illegals. Well, you can't just do it for illegals, right? You got to do it for everybody. So anyway, it's H.R. 4760, if anybody wants to look it up. Securing America's Future Act of 2018. It says it's a sweeping bill that entails everything from education and the workforce to homeland security to the military. Tucked away in this 400-page bill are details of a new biometric national ID card that is going to be required for everyone. Not surprisingly, it says no media coverage of this legislation. Anyway, without this card, according to the legislation, you will not be able to work in America. This is the forerunner to the mark of the beast in Revelation. And it's America Babylon that pushes this mark of the beast situation upon the people. And I just wanted to let you know, we'll get into this much more in depth on Friday. Anything else you got, Larry?
Well, I find it very interesting that so many of the American people think that Congress works for them. I would think after the last week or so, people ought to come to another conclusion. But I did want to mention one very interesting thing, Stuart. They found some new and deciphered a code in one of the Dead Sea Scrolls that seemed to indicate it's valid that Israel, that the time, the calendar is off, a little bit off. And I know your mega code might link into that a little bit.
Yeah, because there are references throughout Scripture, particularly in both Old and New, of a delay. Virgins, the 10 virgins, you know, the Lord delayed his coming. In the Old Testament, I think it's in Habakkuk, however you want to pronounce it, it says the vision will tarry, but wait for it shall surely come. Those are references to a delay. Now, we know we had a delay from the sandstorm over in Israel in 2015. That delayed it at least 2 years. And so we really kind of hanging by a thread. We don't really know when he's going to move. But the Lord's hand is moving upon the United States. And I believe any renaissance that we have is a kind of a delusion. And while we have every day that's normal, thank the Lord for it. Because it can happen anytime. And we didn't even get into Kim in North Korea and a possible trick. By the way, there's been a lot of heavy, heavy military exercises in North Korea. They spotted it by satellite. There's something going down. So heads up, folks, for the 30th, 31st, and then when it comes into the Olympic Games. There's something going on we're not being told about. What else you got, Larry? Other than heads up and fasten your seatbelt.
Yeah, I did see a report that some of the bombers at Guam possibly have attached already low-yield nuclear weapons. So we are very, very close to something. People just need to be aware and aware of their surroundings.
Yeah, particularly ladies. We got to get into this with Larry, who was a police detective for years. And I got to talk to Larry about it later, but we got to get into how to protect yourselves. This is getting dangerous. And it's you got to know how to protect yourselves and what not to do, what to look for, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, we'll get into that, and hopefully, the Lord willing, we will be on Friday night. And anyway, thanks, everybody, for listening. take care and make sure you're covered by the Lord's wings. We're getting into a lot of trouble here. Good night, everyone.